Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right. There we go. Hey, everybody.
Poop and pee.
Yes.
Poop and pee.
That's
what. Poo and pee.
Hey, everybody. It's your fantasy boys. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it. We have the fourth fantasy boy with us, the dog.
Fukui.
Say hello, dog.
Bark.
Bark. Foo. Foo. Bark. Bark.
All right.
That's fine. He's mute. There's a really great Doug Benson joke, and it's like the only Doug Benson joke that I like. But he's like, I have this talking dog, right? And he's like, watch. No, everybody's skeptical, and they're like, watch. What name the best baseball player of all time? And he goes, Roof. And the people are like, oh, come on. And he's like, name a guy that. It was in the Honeymooners. He's like, Ralph. And I'm like, come on, man. And he's like, okay, name a tourist attraction in San Francisco. And he goes, Wharf, Fisherman's Wharf. That's a shout out to Doug Benson. That's a good one. How are you all doing?
I'm all right. I'm having a good weekend, a lazy weekend.
Nice weekend as well. I went to Castle Noel today.
Where? I saw some of your snaps there. That place looks creepy as shit.
It's amazing, actually. Yeah. I only took pictures of the creepy stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, it is fucking, like, if you're into Christmas, and I sure as shit am, then you'll love that place. There's like, you go in, and there's, like, all these different kind of displays, like an old church. And they have different movie stuff from old Christmas movies. They have like this one like polar vortex thing. It's like a spinning thing, and then you walk like across like this.
Like Nightmare Before Christmas now?
Kind of, but it's like a walkway, but the walkway is not moving, but the thing around you is moving, so you feel like you're
in like fun houses.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but like Christmassy.
That's cool.
They had all these different window displays from New York City, like the shit that like Saks Fifth Avenue spends like $1 million on every year.
Yeah.
They've recovered some of those. Like they had one from like 1996 that had the story of the Nutcracker and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a lot of really, really cool stuff. I very much enjoyed it. And then they have the slide from A Christmas Story at the very end.
Did they have the... It's the RV from fucking, what's it, right?
No, they have an RV.
Okay.
But not that one.
Oh, not
but
the specific
the
one?
Vacation
yeah.
One? Yeah, if you don't know what that is, that's open all year long. It's this dude that, I can't remember the story, like he had like a really good job and keeps getting offered jobs, and he's like an engineer or something. And he's just like, nah, I like doing this. So he just likes making money and doing that Christmas museum or whatever it is.
Can we watch football instead of CNN?
I don't. We can't get to unless Bill wants to put in his fucking
password.
Yeah, for the what's it? And then we can do that.
You don't have your antenna's not laying on the right spot.
It worked for a minute, and then like the dog.
Why don't you gently drop it?
Yeah,
a couple more. Seconds.
If you guys want to fucking,
I like watching you gently drop it.
I'd much rather have that than CNN on mute.
Keep talking.
The guy has made like gigantic sets for like the Nutcracker and stuff like that.
I've heard really good things about it.
It's awesome. It's so worth it. I very much enjoy.
You
it.
Love Christmas?
Going every year. I love Christmas.
I went to the Magic of Lights that they have over the fairgrounds.
Okay,
that's a good Christmas time.
Sarah's been talking about going to that. Yeah,
you should check it out. It's what I want to do for that is like I think once it well you do you get like a car like you get like a dropping smacker. You get like a limo or something or like a party bus and get like wasted while you're going through it. That'd be
how long
amazing.
Does it take?
I'm sure if you went on a Saturday, flight is like bumper to bumper, so it probably would take a while. Like, I went on a Tuesday, and it took like a good 30 minutes to get through.
Really? That's a long time still.
If you were to go, and like my brother-in-law is like kind of rushing through it too. Like, it's pretty long. And again, if you have that, like, people in front of you and like go on a weekend, it's going to be packed. And that would be a really fun Christmas extravaganza.
I mean, yeah, like I love Christmas. I love extravaganzas.
Both of us. I think that's something we should look into maybe next year. We'll do the Fantasy Boys party bus limo through Magical Lights.
We should just have a Christmas party in general next year, a Fantasy Boys one.
Yeah.
We used to do the company Christmas party. We haven't done that in a couple of years. Remember that?
No.
We just get a bunch of comics or whatever.
Well, I think Leah's been putting that together for Hilarities, basically.
Yeah, she did it last year at
Gonna do it again this year, I think on the 2nd of January or something like
that. No, she does it on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Like,
yeah, I can't do that.
This is the worst possible fucking day for you to do this party. It's the day that they all have off, so I get it. But like, as far as I'm concerned, I got shit faced the night before, and I got to go work tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, but it's, I mean, service industry stuff. Don't worry about it. We'll just talk.
It ain't working.
We can just talk to each other, enjoy each other's company. So yeah, that Magical Lights was a lot of fun. You know, it's adorable. I love Christmas too. I'm not even like a religious person at all, but I like Christmas.
And, oh yeah, keep religion out of Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep Christ out of Christmas. The commercialization of Christmas. The commercialization is what I like about Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
Sure. Yeah.
I love giving gifts more than I like getting. I think I've nailed the gifts that I've gotten this year.
Really?
I'm excited about them. Yeah.
You're a good gift giver. I'm not a great gift giver. Like, I'm pretty decent for like my kids, because it's easy to know what they need and want.
Mm-hmm.
But like for people that are in my life, like I just, like I got my hair cut today, and the lady that cuts my hair just hands me like a little like bath bomb and stuff like that. I'm like, what? Okay. All right. Here's extra money. Fuck no, I'm going to take a bath and use the bath bomb.
Sure, why not? Ah, why not?
Yeah, that's weird. You shower first, and then you get in and you bath it up.
Okay, bath it up then.
Or you shower after the bath, too. I don't know. I like bath.
I mean,
bath can be very relaxing.
I haven't taken a bath in the last two presidential administrations.
Last time I took a bath was probably like at a hotel with a girl. Like, I haven't taken like a solo bath in a long time.
Was that the one where you were with your ex-wife and you kept shooting water up your butt? That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hilarious.
That's gross. So that's so gross. Did you even, either of you had open wounds? Like, you fucking get fucking staph infection? Like, ugh.
Nah, it's my infection.
That's your answer.
I'm fine. But it's like we filled the thing up and then turned the jets on. I butt chugged some water from the jets and I pooped it out.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was so funny.
Because it couldn't have been clear. There's no way that was
clear.
Oh, no way. No way. Oh man.
It's a good laugh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
I mean, listen, whom amongst us? I have a fucking, so one of the perks about, one of the only perks about this house is that they had the fucking shower head, like, on the thing, you know, the detachable one or whatever. And I'll tell you what, my ass has never been cleaner in my entire fucking life.
That's something I need to reinvest in is a bidet.
An ass washer.
Bidets are worth every fucking
day. I would imagine. I think it'd be hard for me, at least, to get used to the water sensation rather than just wiping.
Well, what you do is you do water and then you dry with toilet paper.
Okay.
So you still, like...
But I feel I would never get, like, the fucking crevices there.
You get so much cleaner.
Yeah?
You get so many crevices.
Cleaner. Yeah. It's water can get anywhere, and it can do anything. It's a very powerful couple of molecules.
H2O, bitch. Yeah. It turns out you only need three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that fucking that detachable shower head or whatever, asshole's never been cleaner. Also, feels kind of good. I kind of don't mind a little bit of pressure.
Prostate massage.
Absolutely.
There's one thing you know about the Fantasy Boys is that we are not afraid of butthole.
No, not at all. You know what? God put it there. I think there's that Chris Paul joke, something about if God didn't make gay people or whatever, he wouldn't have put a G-spot 6 to 8 inches within your fucking asshole or something. Something like that. I put
it's not that deep in there.
Whatever. Like, I don't know.
I've got to get
6 to 8 inches. Are you crazy?
Listen, I'm just repeating what the fucking.
How would a doctor possibly check it with their finger?
Just like a little every camera.
Doctor's got like a
every doctor's a former NBA player.
Hot dog fingers.
From his foot, fingers. ET would have made a great proctologist.
ET would have made a great proctologist. That's
because he could heal you as he like he's like oh.
Could you imagine ET's glowing fucking index finger just touching your prostate there? Like, oh!
You put it in there, it's glowing, it comes out. Oh, it's covered up. Why isn't it glowing anymore, ET? Because you have a dirty asshole.
Fucking ET. That's what Colin Powell is going to shrink into. It'll just look like ET. Man, it's nuts how, like, all these, old, like, George H.W. Bush just died.
Yeah.
And,
died of a broken heart.
Yeah. It was like, why can't I be the one that killed a million Iraqis? But he fucking, they had brought out all these ghouls from the early 90s, right?
Mm-hmm. Ghouls.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot about some of them. Like Dan Quayle. Remember fucking Dan Quayle?
I remember hearing a lot about Dan Quayle as a small child.
Yeah.
Because everybody thought he was like the dumbest person ever because he misspelled a word.
Yeah, he misspelled and potato. Now,
every day, the president misspells a word.
Dan Quayle could like
fucking... Easier words.
I want Dan Quayle and Donald Trump to play fucking chess. It'd be fucking great. He, no, it was potato. He spelled potato with an E, I believe.
Which is, to this day, because of that, I was going, is there an E in potato?
Yeah, no, like, for sure.
It's been in my head my entire life.
Well, good for him. I mean.
Yeah, whatever. That's why he couldn't run for president, because they're like, oh, he's too dumb. Can't spell potato.
I remember.
That's how politics used to be. You do that, you make the Howard Dean, and you're done. And now it's, sorry, it's a good grab their pussies.
That's still
bathroom talk, whatever.
That's still nuts how that fucking guy lost the presidency because he was just really enthusiastic.
Yeah.
One time.
George Kittle has 210 yards and a touchdown at the half.
George Kittle is an Iowa tight end. Who also the current attorney general, big fan of Iowa tight ends because he was one, apparently.
Okay.
Is that the attorney general that just got appointed? Or
Yes.
Or
not the new one that will get appointed.
That will get appointed. It's the one that looks like a thumb?
Yes, the one that looks like a thumb was an Iowa tight end.
Okay.
And turns out he had 4 career catches, I read the other day.
Did he, was he part of the 7-4 crew?
Playoffs right now.
Is he? Ooh, bad.
Yeah, I started Ebron instead. Well, he had a nice tight end situation.
Yeah.
But right now it's 16-34 at the half.
Yeah.
He'll be all right. You got some games to play. How many more players you got to go?
I still have, I got Boyd in right now who has 2.9, and I got Chicago's defense. And the Dallas kicker going right now.
Ooh, yeah.
He still has Todd Gurley, Robert Woods, and Lindsey's going right now, as well as the Chargers kicker.
Yeah, you're fucked,
playing Popol. Projections have us in their 2-week matchups.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That's why it's fucking. By the way, I don't mean to fucking
Take
away
matchups. Like, so you play this game and next game.
Yeah. That's how all the playoffs are for all that. Which I don't understand why you just don't add 2 extra teams and not do like the 4
teams.
That's
my fault. I didn't set it up. I'll set it up next year.
So right. I prefer to have only 4 getting in.
Fuck that! Sorry. No way. Play six. Six is better, man, because you can catch fire. It's just like the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, you can be like a fucking... I'm just speaking on my behalf and Bill's behalf. Right, yeah, two of us would have been fucking in.
Bitch ass losers
today.
I didn't even set really my lineup. Yeah, I didn't care because it doesn't matter.
I still might lose to you. And I only checked it because I'm like, oh yeah, I should check. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's playoffs. I'm out. The Browns, with some crazy scenarios happening, could make the playoffs. They won't.
They got to win out.
They're
going to lose next week at Denver.
We could totally beat Denver.
We get a prime time game.
We could kick the shit out of Denver.
We should do something for that game.
Saturday night. I will be at a wedding.
I'm going to a burlesque show because I didn't know it was a prime time game. Did they just change it to a prime time?
It's been on Saturday night for a while.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, I fucked up and I promised someone I'd go somewhere and bought tickets already. So
whom amongst us doesn't like BBWs?
Roller derby girls with their clothes up.
Just a bunch of doughboys.
a roll right underneath the rib cage really fucking where it just rests on the fucking love handle turns me the fuck on. Especially when it's like they do an act that's completely asexual, like it's funny but it's not, but everyone's there to see you take your clothes off.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fucking great play, girls. You should fucking continue to do that.
Very empowering.
You're right. Hey, I'm empowered. I don't want to fucking rape you.
I never did.
No. Hypothetically, yeah. That was a royal week.
Well, the thing is it empowering to make your friends bored for money? Is that what's empowering?
Yeah. If I was fucking a fat chick, I would fucking... And if I could make you pay $15 to watch me fucking writhe around in a fucking B. Arthur costume for 15 minutes. Hell yeah, I would do that.
I like it. Are we talking about somebody in particular?
No, we are not. The point is, listen, if you're a burlesque girl, we all love you. Fantasy boys endorse you. Get that money, girl. Get that money.
Do it. Do what you can.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if there was a fucking... you know what fucking are the dumbest things ever, where they're all with like underwear show or whatever, like a comedic underwear show.
Oh yeah,
and it's just like, oh, okay, local creepy guy wants to see some pokies through a fucking...
I'm not a fan of gimmick shows
either. No, same. That's why I'm quitting the fucking Ad Hom show, man. Like, I ain't
doing... Well, it's not shit pretty much done anyway. I know
it is, but they wanted to bring it up.
It was so good.
He started to fucking... I was like, I don't want to fucking do it, man.
I wouldn't even call that really like a gimmick show.
It's a gimmicky show.
A roast battle. Like that's not a gimmick. A gimmick is like pajama show, Halloween show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do your set wearing, like, dressed like Santa Claus. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater show.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was a couple of them in the summer. The last couple in the summer were like, I had something to do and I kind of like fucked off of them. And I didn't advertise them and shit and nobody came up. And it wasn't fun to me because like, I don't want to fucking do a show. You know what I mean?
Put on a hell of a show. I would encourage you guys to keep trying.
Those were a lot of fun. It was fun for a while when people came, but they didn't anymore. So, like, they can do it, but I'm full in support.
That kind of hand horse brought most.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I'm full in support if they can do it. I will fucking do whatever it is to fucking Chris and Tabitha. Like, I'll market the shit out of that. But like, I just don't want to do it.
Chris does something that bothers the fuck out of me, and I told him on numerous occasions, "You have my phone number. Stop sending me Facebook messages."
He does that all the time, all the time. Number.
I don't check my Facebook. Like, I'm hardly on it. So you send me a message. And then the principle of it is, I've told you to text me. If you text me, I'll get right back to you.
Yeah, right.
If you send me a Facebook message, I will leave it unseen just because
I told you
not to do that.
Yeah, and you owe me a fucking new truck, Chris, for fucking breaking it. Fuck you.
Anyways, yeah, I'm a whole new
truck. A whole new one. Not the $15 part. Yes, a whole new
part of that. Wernowski used to do it. He's gotten better.
In fact, doing what?
The
Facebook messaging thing?
Yeah, instead of just texting me. Ray, hi, Clack. Ray, you have my number. Stop sending me Facebook messages.
And stop hugging people, Ray. Like,
stop a lot of the things you do, yes. Ray.
Just stop. Just stop doing everything you're doing right now and come up with a brand new fucking persona.
It's not a lot of pressure.
No, not at all. I told him the other day that he looked like a guy that recently got gastro bypass surgery. Not his body type, just the way he dressed with his fucking driving hat and his oversized fucking hoodie. Fucking Ray. Nah, he's all right though.
Ah, sweet boys.
Nah. I don't know.
How much time do we got?
Another like 11 minutes.
I went to the National Comedy Center.
Oh yes, we're gonna do a fucking road trip.
Fucking amazing.
Tell us about all those gigs.
Yeah, you should tell us about it.
The National Comedy Center, very cool. We should go there. Now, tell us about the bad gigs.
Where was that? To tell everybody where it was at.
The National Comedy Center is in Jamestown, New York.
No. Like your run. It was like
upstate New York and Western Pennsylvania. And Mike's college guy is like apparently just either we were lazy or just too timid to try and like actually get these colleges in line to make the routing make any sense whatsoever. Because it's like we're doing, like, line touches across the state. Like, remember, in like, basketball, we're in Utica, mm-hmm. and we leave to go to, like, Western Pennsylvania. We drive, like, 4.5 hours, and the next day we got to be, like, 15 minutes from where we were in the first place.
Yeah. So,
try, man. Just give it a shot.
Yeah, rowdy, man. It's not
and
impossible.
Those shows were pretty brutal. We had two nooners.
Oof.
And
I don't know why do they even do that? I don't understand.
As long as the check fucking clears,
paying $1,000 at least.
I know
for these shows, and they're just wasting it. They're putting us in the middle of the fucking cafeteria while kids are studying, and like it's in their community colleges. It's not even like it's got a big. Kind of campus vibe to it where kids are hanging out and like that. This is where they live. It's like, no, they are all, probably working jobs as well.
Yeah.
They don't kick it around school. They'll come for a class, they'll leave. And they were just rough. And, you know, for me, I'm only doing, typically I was doing 12 to 15 cold up front, which, I was muscling through material. But Paramore, he's mostly crowd work, which is, I got to get a lot better at that. And that's really one of the biggest ways to get through those sets.
It's just
you got to do crowd work because it's not like, I would think that college dudes I'd crush with.
Yeah. Right.
With my kind of shit. But it's not those kind of dudes that are coming to the shows.
No. It's real timid dudes.
Yeah. It's not even dudes. The girls come too.
Yeah.
But they're like freshmen and sophomores that don't really drink, that definitely don't do any drugs, which is like, that's my people.
Yeah.
And they're the kind of people struggling to make friends. They're the kind of people who enjoy Dungeons & Dragons. I heard Dungeons & Dragons mentioned at 5 different shows.
Gotta get some,
7.
Gotta get some Dungeons & Dragons material, baby.
So what's with these dragons, eh?
And the dungeons? Crazy.
You're going to need a pretty big dungeon to keep those dragons in there.
Got to go hide the dungeons to avoid the dragons. What's with 12-sided die? Get the fuck out of here.
How do you even get that many sides?
Dungeon master, more like a dungeon noob.
Hexagonal die? Octagonal die?
I'm a dungeon sub.
That's fucking... Yeah, those gigs, I don't know why they don't turn those into... Like, it's planned by some student, and there's some places that I've gone and done college gigs, and they're fucking incredible. Worcester used to do one, and they would do it in their student union, but it was, like, set up for a comedy show. And it was 300 students... And I walked out and crushed as hard as any show I've ever done because they're all there, hyped up for the show.
Did you get that through NACA or APCA?
I did that with Josh Sneed. Like, I was opening for Josh Sneed. I don't know who set it up, but then I went back and did it a couple more times because they liked me. They just had me go down. And
were they paying you college money?
They were not, but I was bringing, like, I was bringing two or three other comics with me, and we were still getting good, like, because I was doing, it was, like, me, and then, like, I'd bring, like, we'd each do, like, a half an hour and get, like, 500 each.
Oh.
Because I wasn't confident, like, that was pretty early, and I wasn't confident in doing that kind of time yet. Like, I couldn't do an hour in front of college kids. But it was fun, and that's, but the rest of them have been pretty garbage, like the ones that you're talking about.
I mean, whatever, the check fucking clears, right?
Then, like, that's how I look at it, but, like, Mike, he took them pretty personally.
Well, cause why? After, like, after a while, you, because you still want to do well, and you're, like, you feel like a responsibility when you're getting paid that much to put on a good show.
True, but I mean,
so,
like,
you want to do the best you can.
But you have to look at it realistically. You can't look at it as black and white if a show is good or bad.
Oh,
if
I know.
A show is set up to fail and it's unwinnable unless you're, you know,
right.
Yeah.
You're really hardcore pandering specifically to these kids. If you look at it as unwinnable and you go and you do what you agreed to do, and you're not an asshole, like, that's the thing. Is, like, you know, seeing these shows and realizing what kids are going to respond poorly to and shit like that, like, that's pretty invaluable. But for me, like, I want 50 of those things on my schedule a year.
Sure. Why not? Absolutely.
I want to finance
money,
the rest of my year with that shit. Like, that's the goal. That's kind of my plan as to how to get myself out of the stuckness that I'm in of, you know, needing.
You were on the road for a while there, right?
We were
like 10 days?
8 days.
All right. Well, that's still a fucking decent run.
I'm doing some road stuff coming up here, and some of it's with Mary and I, and, like, those are all shows that I have to get people to get any money, but I also have this thing that gives me really cheap hotels.
Where
so
at?
That's nice. It's called Ignite Hospitality, and they...
Will you leave the reviews?
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard of that.
It's pretty great. So then I can, like, get hotels for $30.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is so nice because I hate couch surfing. Watching Mary's story in her tour where she's with like just staying in people's houses like the whole time.
That.
I can't do that. I cannot
fuck that.
Sleep in someone else's house. Even after I fuck a girl, I'm like, I can't sleep here. I need to sleep in my bed. I don't like sleeping in other people's beds.
Yeah.
I can sleep in a hotel bed just fine. But I want to sleep in. I don't want to sleep on a couch. I don't want someone to get up and have to go to work and be like, "Oh, I have to be quiet because there's this guy on the couch." Like,
it's all super weird. I don't like it.
I want to be able to masturbate.
That's
if
true.
You can't
that's huge.
Road,
that's huge.
If you can't masturbate on the road, you will go insane.
Yeah. Then you got to do a car jerk, and that's never good.
No.
Not that I haven't done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta park in a Boston Market with a jar of Vaseline.
K2.
K2 shouldn't smoke that K2, man. He does anybody ever follow up with that? Is he still fucking? He's got to still be in prison now, right?
Did he ever get convicted?
I'm sure they're in between. Even if he didn't, they're in between fucking sentencing.
Yeah,
because he pretty much did that shit, right?
Well, what Niners are hanging on the Broncos today?
That's good because then next week
maybe they'll be all fired up for a revenge game.
Hell yeah, they could fucking still. The Browns could still make the playoffs, man. But like,
they take every team losing, and I think one team just giving like, just
which sucks because if they just would have fucking the refs wouldn't have stole that fucking game from them in Oakland. And not only that, fucking, you know, that one was outright. There was a couple that are like, you never know what happens.
If they would have beat the Steelers, they would have, like, the overtime
Saints,
games, the Saints, there's a lot.
The kicks, the three missed kicks. Yeah. You never know what happens in that. But, like, nine times out of – that's why I don't – again, this is, like, the fucking 19th time I said this. But if I were an NFL GM, I would prioritize fucking getting a good kicker. Why don't any of these teams do this? Because, like, literally 6 to 7 times out of 10, it comes down to
the kicker.
I don't know.
And it almost came down to it again today.
Yep. I lost the fucking over. Oh, I'm so mad. that fucking drop touchdown by fucking Hollywood Parma Heights fucking Higgins. Fuck that motherfucker. Would have won it, but oh well. Alas, I'm out some money. We have
Why
30.
Why you calling him Parma Heights Higgins?
Because he was Hollywood Higgins, and he's not Hollywood Higgins anymore. Fucking cunt. Fuck you. Anyway,
Higgins.
He's fine, but he dropped.
Harriman's been decent too.
Yeah, whatever.
Really has.
Baker is fucking amazing.
He is.
He's real good.
Baker is really fucking good.
I feel bad that I was ever like sort of doubtful.
I feel. Yeah, like I kind of wish I had been.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.